Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
You may have heard of the sad plight of the man who, greatly discouraged, crawled out on the ledge of a very high building and contemplated suicide. A friend, hearing of the dilemma, took it upon himself to offer a word of encouragement. Finding the friend, he said, "I've come to encourage you." "No, I'm going to jump. It's no use." "Before you do anything violent, let's talk this thing over," said the friend. They did, and with friends like that, who needs enemies? Don't underestimate the power of the influence you have and its potential for encouraging another person to do right or wrong. Encouragement, by way of a simple definition, is the act of bringing courage to another. Nevertheless, if you make a study of the topic of encouragement in the world's best-loved textbook on living, the Bible, you will find that it is used almost as many times to describe men who encouraged others to do evil as those who influenced them for good. Just as discouragement is contagious, so is a word of encouragement that lifts spirits and spreads to others. Now, you may think of yourself as a light in a rather dark spot, possibly an office or a shop. You may have even been thinking of quitting to find a job where there aren't so many gloomy, angry people. Remember, God may have put you there precisely to be an encouragement to those who are not so strong. Only eternity will reveal how decisive was a word of encouragement to a person in the overall scope of history. We do know from the biblical record that at least twice the great leader of God's people, Moses, was charged by God to encourage Joshua. When Isaiah wrote the prophetic passage telling about the rebuilding of the temple, he described what would happen in these words. "They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, 'Be of good courage.' So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he who smoothed with a hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, 'It's ready for the soldering,' and he who fastened it with nails that it should not be moved." Then there is Barnabas, the little-known figure in church history who played such a great part in the life of Paul the Apostle. In reality, Barnabas was a farmer from the island of Crete. He was also the man who discovered Paul. It was he who put faith in Paul when everybody else doubted his sincerity. Barnabas not only brought Paul to the council of elders in Jerusalem, but it was he who later sought out the tent maker and encouraged him to give up tent making and to enter God's work. Like the fellow I mentioned at the beginning, a lot of people are at the very brink. They're discouraged, wondering what to do. Perhaps you are one of them. There seems to be none there to offer encouragement. Then what? You can do what David, the king of Israel, once did. He found himself in the most bitter, difficult circumstances. His city had been destroyed with fire. His family had been taken captive by the enemy. His own soldiers, friends, were ready to turn on him and kill him. David was greatly distressed, says 1 Samuel 36, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Hey, that last phrase is the answer. David encouraged himself in the Lord. When you feel like saying, "Stop the world, I want to get off," take the upward look.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.